You're listening live to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. And that's the theme music again from the show that preceded Insight on the station back in the 1980s. We are back. We're happily back from hiatus today, though you're going to notice that we're still in abbreviated shows this week. We'll be sharing the hour this week with The Takeaway. 40 years ago, April 2nd, 1979, CAP Radio went on the air. Here is the beginning of that very first broadcast.
This is KXPR Sacramento, now beginning its broadcast day.
And that was it. Mark Jones joined the station a few months after that first day. He has produced and or engineered every community-oriented show that preceded Insight. Actually, he is the one who is the mystery tweet picture. The picture then and now, which you can see on our website. Usually he's guiding us from master control. I know this isn't the easiest transition, but we've made you a guest today, Mark. Welcome.
Thank you. You look much closer up on this side of the room.
On the other side of the glass. Happy shared birthday to Capital Public Radio. So who was that first voice we heard?
That, I believe, and of course I wasn't here because I came 5 months later, was Matt Meany, who was the engineer.
Let's go through a little bit of history. CAP Radio was KXPR at that point, came out of the student-run radio station at Sacramento State. That's why we're hearing the address being 6000 J Street.
Yes, and was actually in the theater building at that time, which was the space that had been KERS's space.
Give me some of the atmosphere around the station coming on the air. What was the spirit in the months when you got here?
When I got here, it was still very new. Everybody was running full bore to try and get the best program that they could. It was mostly classical music at the time. You know, 70% of it was classical music. And we just wanted to do the best show we could. But there were so few people. And it was just the one station. It was only on 20 hours a day. And that's why you would hear that sign on every morning, not that particular one, but every morning you would hear the sign on, and then at two in the morning when it signed off, you would hear a sign off with all that information again.
So we have a longer version of that first little bit on the air, and you're actually going to hear the first classical announcer. So this was put together for us by our music director, our current music director, Paul Conley. Let's take a listen.
This is KXPR Sacramento, now beginning its broadcast day. KXPR is owned by the trustees of the California State University.
Good morning and welcome to our first Eclecticos. Music for this morning, Monday, April 2nd. Music from Handel's Messiah. The Hallelujah Chorus starting things off for us here on a happy morning as we present a celebration of classical music for you here on KXPR. Listener-supported public radio from the campus of California State University, KXPR Sacramento, located at 88.9 on your FM dial. We hope that you'll stay with us for a morning celebration of classical music. Music next by one of the greatest of classical composers, Franz Joseph Haydn, and his Miracle Symphony, the Symphony No. 96.
So that was the very first broadcast, April 2nd, 1979. And who was that, Mark?
That was Sharon Bennett, we believe, the classical music director who was programming most of the station's music at that time. There was a jazz music director, Dave Roth, I believe.
You're listening to Mark Jones, who guides us as technical director for Insight. How many hats have you worn here at the station? Because you've been an announcer and a host and a producer as well.
Yeah, pretty much everything. I haven't done sales, and I've never been the general manager. But pretty much everything else.
So you're almost at 40 years.
Almost.
Being here in a couple months, it will be.
5 months.
Do you recall the vision then, how far ahead into the future people were looking with the station going on the air?
I don't think they were looking at the future at that time. They were so engrossed in the present and trying to do just everything that we could do, you know, getting a station on longer, which eventually came, you know, into a 24-hour station, and then building the second station. But, you know, back then, it was sometimes a struggle just to stay on during the Christmas break when the university would shut down all power to that building for 2 weeks because the students were gone. They wanted to save money. But we were still there, so we didn't have to go down to rental store and buy or rent all these cables, long, big cables that would go all the way to the next building so that we could stay powered up with just the equipment we needed to stay on the air for those 2 weeks.
Sacramento State holds the license, and KXPR and KXJZ have switched frequencies over the years. And then NPR came in after it was looking for locations for an affiliate. So some of the history that started back then continues today.
It does. And then actually, All Things Considered was one of the original programs on the station.
Oh, was it?
It came in on the phone line, though, so we didn't hear all the theme music. And the first time we switched to the satellite, and we were the first satellite downlink for radio in this town. The first time we heard that music, we go, whoa, we didn't know that was part of the show. It had always been there, but we never heard it because of the phone line.
Music was always important, and it's fun to listen to that Claude Bowling piece.
Yes.
So did you work on Sacramento Spectrum, too?
I did.
Of course.
I was one of the original producers of that show. And that was a weekly show, and it was kind of done in the off hours. We couldn't do a live daily show until we had a studio that could really support it. And so when we moved into this building 15 years ago, we were finally able to do that.
How about some perspective on the growth and change over the years? And I mentioned Paul Connolly's name. He's another person who's been here for a very long time. Yeah. Gary Vercelli has been here a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah, Gary came just a year after I did. And now with seven stations, you know, four of them on the news and three in the music, we are still growing, which is really amazing at this point when there are so many challenges in media in general that we are actually still growing, and just had a very successful fund drive on the music station. We'll have one coming up on the news station soon. And the people make it happen. I think that's partly because we were one of the last major metropolitan areas to get a public radio station like this. And people were primed and ready, and they knew what public radio could be, and they wanted it to happen here. And we did.
Well, I hope you're with us for a lot more
I don't know
time.
If it'll be 40 years.
Many
we'll
more
see.
Years. Thank you, Mark. We'll have birthday cake at noon. And again, don't miss those photos of Mark Jones then and now on the website. Happy 40th birthday to Capital Public Radio. That's Insight for today. We'll be back tomorrow with another abbreviated show. And now we return you to The Takeaway, already in progress.